The President's Press Conference, 18 October, 1951.
I have no announcements, so you're free to ask questions.
Mr. President, I suppose you read that General MacArthur told the American Legion in Miami that his opposition had wrecked a secret plan to commit the most of the fall of the Chinese Reds and give Red China a seat in the United Nations.
Not based on facts. General Newitt.
President, Senator Taft, not to be outdone in courtesy, I'd like to see you as the Democratic nominee in 52. Will you oblige me?
Eddie, I can't answer that. I'm not ready yet. I told you when the time came, I'd let you know exactly what I was going to do.
President, do you think it should be passed rather?
No, I can't answer that question either until I decide what I'm going to do.
President, I don't think you've decided before you've made up your mind.
Oh, I've made up my mind, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do till I get ready.
What's the president asked another question? Yes. Senator Taft also said that
he
thought that the 3 issues would be progress within the principles of liberty instead of socialism, the honesty and integrity of the government, and also the fatal mistakes of this administration's foreign policy, which built up Russia and led to the Korean War. I wonder if you think that those will be the issues that can make it to the two.
I'm against, I say, I'm against sin too. What's your
Senator also said that other candidates would not within a reasonable time to give how far ahead to do that.
Well, that's the judgment of every candidate, and I wouldn't try to inform any other candidates when or how they ought to announce.
In the event that you go around, would you like to see Justice Benson run?
I'll answer that question when I make my announcement.
Mr. President, you spoke of other candidates.
Well, there are always plenty of candidates, Joel. There'll be no dearth of candidates. And of course, I'm sorry to say, they don't understand what they're getting into or they wouldn't be candidates.
Do you understand what they're getting into?
Well, no, I told you I'd answer that question when the time came. I have no comment on that situation because I have not been able to consider successors to Mr. Boyle. You see, the National Committee will not meet until October 31st, and we'll have plenty of time to think about that. Well, that's what you think. I didn't say that.
Mr. President, have you looked up the letter of congratulations that Senator Taft sent you out?
Yes, I looked it up. Not only looked it up, but I sent him a copy of it at his request.
Could you tell us what you did?
I wish I'd brought it over so I could read it to you. I thought he read it. I think Senator Taft read it down at the press club, and I hope he read my reply. I told him that I appreciated it then, I appreciated it now. And I understood that he's throwing a cat in the ring and he's going to have a lot of fun from now on. I've had it under consideration, had a meeting and a discussion on it. And I think it has merit, but I haven't made up my mind on what the action ought to be.
Mr.
I'll attend to that in the message on the State of the Union.
Mr. President, have you made up your mind as to when you might make your announcement?
No, I have not, Bob. I'll make it when it's politically expedient.
Well, Mr. President, the other day...
I'll be the sole judge of that.
Well, let me tell you something else. The other day, two or three callers, union people came out, and they seemed to have got the idea that you might make your announcement sooner than, say, next spring or summer.
Well, everybody's entitled to his own thoughts on the subject, but I'll reserve the right to do as I please on the subject, Robert.
They also said that they got the idea that you had one or two things that you wanted to get done before you gave your announcement. Could you give us any evidence of what they are?
No.
That was the bartender.
But, oh yes, I remember when they were in there. I haven't asked anybody to interfere with the tax bill. I asked for a $10 billion tax assessment. I'm trying my best to get a tax bill that will meet the situation in which we're faced. I'm not talking to anybody but the members of Congress about it.
You said that the Henry Wallace wanted to give Avon to Russia.
Mr. Wallace is speaking for himself before a Senate committee this morning. You answer that. And you tell the truth.
President, you acknowledge Boyle's letter of resignation?
Yes, when I get around to it. And he didn't write me a letter of
resignation.
He couldn't write me a letter of resignation because he has to resign the committee, Pete. And I've talked to Boyle 3-4 times since the letter came. And after the committee acts, I'll probably write him a letter. Yeah.
Mr. President, I'd like to clear up one thing. Did you say that when you sent Mr. Taft over a copy of his letter, you sent him a little note to when you noticed he had thrown his hat in the ring?
That's right. And I was sure he was going to have a lot of fun as a result. No, I have not.
Do you have any comment to make on the Russian statement by Mr. Mashinsky, the fact that Russian-American relations are all-time low?
I haven't seen the statement, and therefore I can't comment on it.
Pardon, you said enough to Mrs. Kirsten Walker saying that one of the reasons that was allowed to touch the Jewish Russian.
I stand by that. I hope they'll pass that amendment so that the controls bill can be operated.
Did you say that you would write Mr. Boyle after the committee
acts on his resignation?
Not
before. No, I've talked to Boyle every day, nearly, about various things, and it's not necessary for me to write him a letter.
Mr. President, the Congress seems to be about to come to a role in a few days. What about the whistle stop tour? Any decision on whether to go out?
Well, I can't make a whistle-stop tour till I make an announcement on what I'm going to do.
Well, Mr. President, does your delay in sending the Japanese people to the Senate mean that you did not expect or want action at this session?
No. It was not ready to be sent, May. Whenever it's ready, well, I'll send it down. There's nothing behind the curtain on that talk.
Sir, you say you can't make a whistle stop tour. I'm sure you make the announcement on what you're going to do. Is that the same announcement we've been talking about?
That's the same announcement we've been talking about. That's right.
Well, Mr. President,
the great trouble about it.
Would you not go out on a whistle stop campaign even if you were going to support someone else's candidacy?
Bob, I'll answer that in a negative way. I will not say that I would not.
Mr. President, I just want to get this clear. When you say announcement, you don't necessarily refer to an affirmative announcement.
Or any other kind.
Well, what do you refer to, Mr. President?
Until you make an announcement.
There'd be no decision on a whistle stop tour. That's what I said. No, I told Bob that I would not say I would not.
Well, Mr. President, if we're going to get semantic, would you do it or call it something else besides a whistle stop?
That might be done, May.
Well, Mr. President, is it this way? Is it true that you have no plans for any transcontinental speaking tour until after you decide whether or not to run in 52?
The situation is this, Smitty. Between now and the middle of January, it's necessary for me to prepare three terrific messages, one on the State of the Union, one the budget, and one the economic message. And that's going to take every minute of my time from now until I get them delivered. And after that's done, well, we'll be in a position to talk about other things.
Are you asking Mr. Boyle to stay on and reconsider his resignation to the committee votes that way?
I asked him that to do that before he decided to resign. No matter what's being said about Mr. Boyle, it's his health that caused him to quit.
President, have you given the CBA the record yet?
No, I have not. I'll announce it whenever I do. Of course I'm concerned over it, because that has a tremendous effect on the budget.
Are you confident that they will pass the bill before?
I'm not confident of anything that the Congress will do. I hope they'll pass a tax bill. Somebody may think of a question before you get through, Smith. No.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's all right, Smitty.